This is In the Studio with Mohawk College President Ron McCurley. Conversations with people who make a difference at Mohawk College.
Welcome back to another edition of In the Studio. With me today is Robert Gerritsen. Robert is the professor and coordinator of the Additive Manufacturing Resource Center. Robert, welcome.
Yes, thank you, Ron. Thanks for having me.
You are you're a Mohawk graduate, I understand.
I am a proud Mohawk graduate, so it's very interesting to come back to where my engineering career really started.
Well, welcome. Maybe since that was a few years ago when you graduated from here, you can give us just a quick synopsis of what you did between then and now.
Yeah, a few years in between. Graduated from mechanical engineering design program here at Mohawk College. Spent pretty much 30 years in industry, primarily in the areas of engineering design and design and management. And right at that, right at the time, started exploring some very interesting new technologies, 3D printing and additive manufacturing being one of them, and found myself in a position where I was starting to provide some design services, do some work in that particular field, which led to a very interesting opportunity here at Mohawk to head up the Additive Manufacturing Resource Center.
So, Robert, a lot of our listeners won't know exactly what additive manufacturing is. So maybe you could start there and explain what does that term actually mean?
Sure. It's a little different term. Most folks are familiar with 3D printing. It's a very hot topic. Hear a lot of press about it. It really speaks to the idea that you've got a 3D model in the computer and you push print and out comes a physical representation of that model. In the very early days, rapid prototyping was the phrase of favor with respect to producing a part. We are now trying to address the idea of that technology maturing into something to produce a real final end product. Not a sample, not a prop, not a rapid prototype, but the real final end product for an application. We're also trying to address that technology on a manufacturing platform. So now it's in technologies, techniques, equipment that is scalable or scaled up enough and robust enough and repeatable enough to produce those items in volumes that start satisfying a real industrial consumer demand.
So it's essentially using technology to create parts that can actually be used in real manufacturing processes.
Yes, correct. Right. The technology really had an evolution from producing like models, rapid prototypes, things that you could kind of look at the part, into 3D printing, which gave us a good representation of a part with respect to form and function, the look and feel of the item. And we're now moving on into the area of additive manufacturing, where we now have the physical item. It stands shoulder to shoulder with the other technologies out there, such as CNC machining and casting and plastic injection molding and so on. At least that's our desire for where that technology is going to migrate to.
Okay, so what makes it Mohawk's Additive Manufacturing Center unique? What stands out? What's different?
There's a couple of things. We are the second institution in Canada to have a direct metal laser sintering technology. So we can do the things that you would typically envision with respect to producing a part, typically out of plastic. We can now produce that part out of metal, right? Stainless steel and aluminum and titanium. So now we've got real solid metal components. They kind of have the look and feel of a cast metal part. We've also got some very sophisticated tools in our research lab to allow us to do stuff about, call it space structure design or space optimization, where we essentially carve away or chop away all the material that doesn't actually do anything with respect to the part. So we're now looking at creating parts that have a whole different combination of form and function, a whole set of unique characteristics in the way that they can produce. One little analogy that we take a look at is you can't drill a curved hole, but we can easily print one. And that really opens up a whole new way of looking at design, looking at form and function in our parts. Combine that with the fact that additive is essentially a toolless operation, right? So we don't require jigs and fixtures technically. We don't require molds and so on. Very little scrap, very little waste. We have a really interesting sustainability dynamic that comes out of that whole new design area. So within the resource center, we're really exploring a completely new design aesthetic, really a completely new combination of values and form and function for parts that are now facilitated through the use of additive manufacturing techniques.
This sounds like it has amazing benefits for industry and manufacturers, and I want to talk about that in a moment. But first, I want to start with the students. What does this really mean to the for the students that having this equipment here at Mohawk?
It's a real benefit for our students. We are very careful and very selective in our naming of the Resource Center as the Additive Manufacturing Resource Center. And we act as a resource to industry, and we also act as a resource to our students. So one of our objectives is to expose our students to the world of additive manufacturing, right, to the world of 3D printing. We're essentially looking at turning out the next future crop of engineers and designers that understand the advantages, right, understand the disadvantages in additive, understand the idiosyncrasies in terms of how parts design, and also understand that we can remove some of the typical constraints, essentially take the gloves off with respect to how to design parts, because we have a whole new degree of freedom. It takes a whole new different mindset. So we're training up our future-ready engineers with that new mindset. Still a good foundation in classical manufacturing and typical techniques that are out there, but also that understanding of that new world, that new evolution that we've got with respect to design, and to understand how that plays a role in manufacturing. With that regard, we've got very robust industrial strength additive manufacturing equipment on our shop floor. So we are exposing our students to the latest, best technology that they would expect to see out in the manufacturing real world.
So, Robert, I get huge benefit for students. I get that. This is leading edge. This is state-of-the-art stuff. What about for our industry partners? What are the benefits there?
And there's the other flip side of the coin. So, as you know, again, as a resource center, right, we act as a go-to for our typical small to medium enterprises that want to explore the world of 3D printing, right? Want to look at the technology. Is it viable? Does it, you know, satisfy their needs? We're a friendly resource to go to with respect to additive is not an end all and be all. It certainly has limitations with respect to the areas that it's good at. If you've got a part that's easy to machine, that'll still be your fastest, cheapest way to go. On the other hand, if you've got parts that are in the 100, 250 million part requirements, you know, per year or per annum, injection molding, casting, those will still be your viable techniques for producing those components. When we look at the additive manufacturing side, it kind of sits in between that realm. And for a number of people, it's offering a real way to look at new product design, new component design, or redesign opportunities. And we then now have both the tools to explore that design and the tools to deliver or to execute on that design with our technologies that are in-house. So we end up sort of filling that role of exploring those opportunities, move past rapid prototyping. So we're now looking at production-ready components. And when a typical customer would mature from our process, they are ready to go out and either engage with the service bureaus or perhaps have an appetite for bringing on their own technology in their respective manufacturing plant.
You're listening to In the Studio. In the Studio. With Mohawk College President Ron McCurley.
I'm in the studio today with Robert Gerritsen. Robert is the professor and coordinator of the Additive Manufacturing Resource Center. Robert, when we think about having this equipment, state-of-the-art, leading equipment, tell me what kind of projects we're going to have students working on. So what are we doing with it?
We're typically bringing in our students, or their typical engagement with our additive resources right now are essentially on a capstone basis. So we find projects that are friendly for the students in terms of they've got achievable goals within a capstone period, right? There's something tangible at the end of that process. So we're looking for projects that essentially involve the design. It essentially involves the resources that we've got in the center. But we also want them to experience and take advantage of all the other resources that we've got in the college. We've got some very good tools and very good systems here, and we've got some very good expertise in our faculty with respect to material classification, with respect to metallurgy, with respect to non-destructive testing and evaluation. So we're looking for projects that allow them to tap into all those resources that we've got available to them, right? Typically in terms of, you know, design build, right, as far as our resource center goes. And then we want to evolve that out with respect to testing or evaluation, right, or trials and so on. So we really want to see things that pull all the various bits and pieces that we have together for a typical project.
You seem very enthused about the work that you do. I'm just wondering, what's it like to work in the center?
I have probably one of the best playgrounds in the planet, right? To put it mildly. There's not a day that goes by where I don't walk into our resource center and look forward to the next challenge, the next opportunity, the next project that we're working on. There's not a lot of areas where you can sit down and create up a completely new design, something that is, you know, sort of revolutionary in terms of what it can do and how it works and how it performs, and then deliver on that design. turn around and print it out or produce it within the resources that we've got. So it's a very satisfying experience in terms of exercising creativity and then putting something tangible on the table that you actually see the item sitting in front of you.
I understand when you're not in the center, not being enthused about the new technology, you are a photographer.
That is correct, right? I took the opportunity to go through the Mohawk College art photography program, and I've been practicing that when I can, right, over the last couple of years. So I really sort of find that, you know, although it's still a creative aspect of it, it's a very different environment. It gives you a chance to sort of disconnect and detune a little bit. I'm quite happy if I'll take my camera and go hike somewhere and sit down there for a couple hours and kind of watch the scenery go by. If I snap an image, great. If not, I've had a good experience anyways.
Well, we share that passion. It was my very first job, actually, when I was still in high school. I was a photographer working in a studio. So I love the darkroom. That was back in when there was chemicals and you had to get your fingers wet. But it was a great way to make a living as a young person.
Absolutely.
Thank you for being here with me today. This is In the Studio. My guest today was Robert Gerritsen, who's a professor and coordinator of the Additive Manufacturing Resource Center. Robert, thank you very much for your time.
Well, thanks again. My pleasure.
And I look forward to stopping by and getting a more in-depth tour.
Absolutely. Absolutely anytime. We sort of coined those lab environments the fishbowl, and if I'm in and around, by all means, drop by sort of as a resource.
Thanks again.
Come and chat with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
In the Studio with Ron McCurley. Conversations with people who make a difference at Mohawk College. Produced by students and staff in the studios at 101.5 The Hawk FM. Look for the podcast on iTunes and join us next time for In the Studio with Ron McCurley.